absolute silence as deep in the undergrowth of North County Dublin we're recording the Sodcast.
Somebody killed a Ryanair airplane, please.
Welcome to the loudest gardening podcast in the world, the Sodcast, with your host, Peter Donegan.
Yes, folks, it is the Sodcast, the loudest gardening podcast in the world, and I've got another bumper-packed show for you this week. It's been an odd one, but I've got one for you. I've got my On the Blog section. I'm going to follow that through with the images. I've got this week's oddities, and of course, I've got my And Finally section. But I have to start off with a thanks to you. Another thanks to you. Because midweek, it's almost the end of the week, but it's kind of, you know. Luke Donegan, hashtag no relation, none at all, sent me a little link. And it was the podcast up there, the Sodcast podcast, up there in the front page of iTunes. Of course, you'll remember Luke because he did the wee little Sodcast artwork for me. Thanks, Luke, if you're listening. I'm going to follow that on, or it's going to come up again in the show just in a little bit. But essentially, the other side of it is, and the reason I have it up there on the front of the Sodcast is because 15 people rated and reviewed the Sodcast. 15. And in there, 14 of them were 5-star. And one of them was 4-star. Not one of you told me, shut up, Petey. Shut up in your face. Not one. And you can go do that. Leave a 1-star rating. Tell me to shut up. I won't, you know. But you can tell me. It's thought that counts, isn't it? I think it is. Moving on to On the Blog. There wasn't a whole lot happened this week. Really. Mainly because it was across in the UK, it was over at Nokia World. That's a long story and it's going to feature little bits and dribs and drabs throughout the Sodcast. But essentially, I had the two posts that I did do. The first one was on Worky.com. Now, let me start off by saying, gardeners in Ireland aren't very good. Not the greatest on the online side of things. Not the greatest at all. Like, I don't know any other Irish gardeners doing podcasting. I know of one or two YouTube videos, but not very, not like on a regular basis. I know of a couple of blogs, but I don't know like too many greeny, outdoor-y kind of blogs that are, you know, regularly done. I don't really know. If you do, like send me a link, send me an email. I'm info@donneganlandscaping.com or just hit www.donneganlandscaping.com. You'll get the podcast section. Leave a comment in there on this one, which is episode 7. Episode 7. I feel like I've been doing it for ages. I have. No, I haven't. But, you know, and Worky.com is the reason I put my name down for it is because, like, you know, from what I can gather, LinkedIn is very much a drop your CV on if you're looking for a job. But the way Ray Nolan described it to me was, you know, Worky is a little bit more people looking for opportunities. So you can drop your CV into it. You can drop your company into it. You can drop yourself into it. But it's essentially about people saying, oh, gardener, looking for... It's also a little bit about gardener looking for a job. And that goes both ways. To be honest with you, I don't think it would do any gardener any harm to put their CV down or their stuff down or their information down based on the weather we had last year, which was an entire washout, followed by an iceberg, which hit in December, November, January, February... Almost trickling through into the start of this year. Shocking, to be honest with you. So, look, I liked it. You don't like it, go leave a comment. Let me know why. You know, I'll be possibly some the wiser for it. The other one was, and this refers back to the intro, it was a thank you. I started off trying to say thanks to Luke because essentially what Luke did was, quote, well, I think I'm going to do something that Donegan Gardens, that's me on Twitter, will like. And he did a little bit of artwork, which you'll see if you hit my Twitter page, twitter.com/Donegan Gardens. If you hit there, you'll see the artwork that Luke did. And I think it's pretty funky. I think it's pretty cool. And I started off trying to say thanks to Luke. And then I remembered, oh God, I better say thanks to him. I better say thanks to her. And then I went, oh God. And all of a sudden it became a list. Now, if I have left you out, I am so sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. It wasn't intentional. I didn't want to upset you. My dogs are playing in the background. They're, yeah. If you could see my glass house now that they're playing beside, it's, how can I describe it? It's the best aerated glass house in North County Dublin. It's got that old 1960s aluminium. Remember that? What was that film? Tin Man? Was that the one? No, that was the golf one. I don't know. It's, you know what I'm talking about. So the thank you list is there. And as they come along and as they come up.
Hey, hold on a sec. Hey.
This is the problem with doing recordings.
Give it up. I'm trying to do a podcast.
Jeez. Give it up. Sorry about that. This is what happens. This is what happens. Like kids. Like kids, the two dogs are. But yeah. So that's it. The thank you list is there. Go take a look. If I'm not there, I apologise. Send me an email. Throw a tomato at my house. Don't throw a tomato at my house. Eat the tomato first and throw an invisible one at my house. Moving straight onto my images. Yeah, I've an odd crop. Hey, do you like that? I've an odd crop of images. Because essentially what I have is my damaged lawn. My damaged lawn is there because when I came back from camping in Lochkey, do you remember that? It was about 2 weeks ago up on the podcast. That'd be episode number 5. I pitched my tent out the back garden. Because I needed to let it dry out. I needed to let it dry out and air it. And of course, what happened? Yeah, we got torrential rain over, I don't know, many days a period. I think there was 1 or 2 days of sunshine, but I did the typical Irish kind of dad and just left it there. Yeah, you couldn't do that. The humidity, it'd affect the tent pegs, you know, that kind of stuff. And of course, the rain came down again and again and again. So I pitched it in the shed, essentially, is what it did. And I'll, you know, I'll, where's the tent? It's, you know, I'll find it next year. I'm constantly being asked, sidetracking slightly as I always do, but I'm constantly being asked, why are you throwing up camping on the sodcast? What you thought, you know, gardening. And I'm, look, here's the thing. This goes back to gardeners being pretty poor on the online side of it. Number one, if you get people into the great outdoors, that's the first thing. You can't make people horticulturalists overnight, not as far as I'm concerned. And I could easily sit here and ramp on in botanical Latin and describe buttercup creeping as ranunculus repens till the cows come home. Or instead of saying Gors Ulex Europaeus Flora Plana, I sound extremely intelligent. But I guarantee you, most people would turn off straight away, or at least within the first couple of minutes. That's as far as I'm concerned. So let me bring it back to the grass. I'm not going to do anything. You see the photograph there, you can see a bad lawn is damaged because essentially what I did is I eliminated one of the factors required for the growth of any plant. That one being light. The other, air, soil, moisture, water. Quite, you know, suitable growing medium. There you are. But grass growth is based on about 12 to 14 degrees Celsius. Generally speaking, generally, as a general rule of thumb, growing point for most plants. So all I've got to do here, because I know I can get grass to grow in the stone on my driveway. I've got, you know, I'm on an acre odd here in North County Dublin. And I've got, you know, pebble just up the driveway. It's all kind of shingle stone, whatever you want to call it. Grass will grow in there. The grass will grow in the soil. It's no problem at all. I just need bad weather. Bad weather. And then as you're watching temperatures at night time, somewhere around about 12, 13, 14 degrees, I guarantee it that'll be back at no time at all. So I'm not even going to bother my barney. Wouldn't advise you to do the same. And if the wife doesn't believe you, even though it looks unsightly, you can just play the sodcast for her. Sit back in and watch the football match. That's all you got to do. You're going to thank me at some stage. I'm going to go on to the pumpkin. And this comes up year after year after year because last year, I had more emails in October to do with pumpkins and people looking for pumpkin farms than I had to do with any other garden-related query. Fact. And I don't know what it is. I don't know why. So here's the thing. If you know of a pumpkin farm in Ireland, or you have a pumpkin farm in Ireland, because I asked the guys at Bordbia for a list, but unless you're on the registered list of super-duper growers, if you've got pumpkins or you're thinking of growing them or you have them growing, whatever the case may be, please do me a favour, pop me a link up. At least I'll know where they are, because last year, I think eventually, Sonarta, the Ecology Centre in County Mead, got in touch and said, hey, look, people can come out to see us. We're doing pumpkin things with the kids, da-da-da-da-da-da. That's the other piece of advice to you. If you do want to bring your kid to a pumpkin farm, get in touch with Sonarta. They're sonarta.org, I think it is. Book yourself in, because that is going to be ramped out of it. There will not be enough spaces there. And they do really cool stuff, you know. They do the cutting the shapes out, and you go pick your own and that, you know. I grew the jack-o'-lantern variety. Mine's in flower. I like the flower. I'm not going to be dressing up this year. I'm not going to be dressing up. I don't need to dress up. I scare kids anyway. No, I'm joking. I don't. Don't be laughing. Don't be laughing. There's no need for it. You know. No. On a serious note, mine's in flower. As long as it's in flower, that'll go back to John Key's problem with his apples last week. The problem with John Key's apples was he had very, very few flowers, therefore very few fruit. Now, backtrack on this in very, very simple terms. What do you got? You got tree, produces leaves, derives energy from the sun through a process called photosynthesis. I have the equation in there in the blog somewhere. Makes its own energy, produces flower, bee comes along, pollinate, fruit. Fruit falls, drops, rots. Seed is given a brand spanking new home. Unfortunately, in John's case, he picked all the apples and the seeds never grew. And Shinawil, that is it. Start to finish, the life cycle of an apple tree. I should be like one of those little intro snippets. You know, apples, 5 for a pound. Did you know, in 1972, the apple was invented? No, it wasn't. Okay, my second one is my peas. Now, these photographs just remind me of bits and bobs I should be talking about. But they're there and you can see them. And if you're listening on the podcast, you don't need to see the photographs really. But some of them do help. One or two of them you'll need to take a look at. But the peas, essentially what I did was, I came home about 2-3 weeks ago, starving. You know that gig where there's nothing in the press? Yeah, didn't matter. I'd one right outside the door, filled. So I grabbed a handful of parsley, grabbed a handful of chives. My sorrel had cut down to the butt like a couple of weeks beforehand. Fresh leaves. Oh, yummy. Grabbed a handful of fresh leaves, chopped them all up, threw in some onions. Remember I cropped the onions? Remember them? Threw in some onions, a little bit of oil, a little bit of vinegar, salt and pepper. I'm sounding like Donald Skehan now. Should get a job aboard beer, release a book. I'll be a superstar. Humour. And that is essentially it. But they're still going. And we're in the second week in September. So if you put a mental note on your calendar, on your imaginary calendar, that's not bad. Like, my lettuce is still trickling away. I've some new seeds there as well. I'll probably have to drop them into the glasshouse now shortly. What I'm watching actually is the nighttime temperatures. You know, when you're watching Martin King doing his hoo-ha on the TV3 News? That's if you're in Ireland. If you're not, you've probably got a more normal weather presenter. But essentially, what I'm saying to you is once temperatures start to go down below 10, 9, consistently at night time, that's when I'm kind of getting a little bit concerned. You know, I'm looking at the lime trees, as I said last week, and the leaves are going yellow. And eventually and essentially what's going to happen is they're going to start to fall. Then we're into autumn, and then we're on a rocky road into the Iceberg City. The other one that's up there, which is an odd one, is the growing wall. Now, I've seen this a couple of times at exhibitions and so on and so forth. But the growing wall was on a pretty damn ugly building on a pretty damn ugly stretch of road. It's worthwhile, it's intriguing, it's interesting. I wonder if there's any architects listening, actually, if they've ever used it, if they've ever designed it in. And if they haven't, the question is, why not? Most of the architects would know about it. Most of them would. Be interested to hear. Water feature, similar thing again. This is outside the hotel in London when I was over at Nokia World. Long story with that, but sticking with the water feature. The point of the water feature was it was one of those that was done well. And what they had done was, because there was water directly opposite, they didn't try and replicate that water. They built something extremely different. And not only that, they cordoned it off a planting on the outsides so that you could only see it from the inside of the building. Is this making sense to you? Yeah? So when you came from the water, you didn't see what looked like a half kind of an effort or a mishap or a mistake or an out of place one. And that's the whole point of it. I've rarely seen water features done extremely, extremely well. I've seen a lot of, you know, large puddles. There's your water feature, 22 grand, you know, that kind of stuff. This one was done superb, really was. And looked really good up at light time, lit at night time. I've only got one other water feature up on my blog. Search it in, you'll find it. It's pretty cool. Other than that, the bench. Okay, I'll put this up again. I saw this over at the Nokia World gig. And it was made from recycled phones. Now, it just got me thinking because I've got a whole DIY section there on the blog. And it's a little bit, you know, between birdhouses and benches and, you know, cheap kind of versions of hanging baskets. Essentially stuff made from stuff that's just been lying around and given a lick of paint. It's like the way I painted my chicken shed. Do you remember that? Do you remember that a couple of weeks ago? I think it's on episode 2 or 3 of the Sodcast. I put a picture up. And it's very much just leftover paint. It's the same way my workshop tables are made from old pallets. It's all of that kind of stuff, you know. But it's all about giving it a go. It's about getting into the great outdoors. It's about stepping outside and trying to enjoy yourself. I'm going to move on very briefly or very quickly into this week's oddities. Anton Mannering has no television. Well done, sir. Enjoyed that one. Over at politics.ie, Lenin is to launch an anti-evolution book. Rhetorical? Possibly. Question mark. From Biddy Early, the Dublin bike scheme is 1 year old. Yeah, well, I'm a member, I have to say, Susan. But rhetorically, did love the celebrations. But check out what Ireland does to celebrate 1 year old of something that is actually quite an achievement. Really interesting one, which I'm, you know, hesitant to give my thoughts on, but it's one on blue potatoes and organic certification. I got that from Anna Nelson. Okay, my favourite one actually has to be, and it goes back to what I said earlier on about gardeners, Irish gardeners in particular, being bad online. But I got this one from the guys at Bates Nursery. And here's the quote. So, the British Association of Garden Designers has previously suggested that if nothing was done to make gardening more trendy, you getting that? It continues, then future generations would no longer take it up as a hobby. It is hoped that aesthetically pleasing and functional garden products such as these will reverse the declining interest in gardening and encourage the so-called iPod generation, inverted commas, to take up horticulture as a hobby. Wow, eh? That's something else, isn't it? It's hoped. It's hoped. How many Irish podcasters gardening green outdoors do you know? No, if any, let me know. How many consistently updated proper blogs, green, otherwise, do you know? I remember last year I did a Twitter list. I found it so difficult to come up with 20 people who do gardening for a living. People mightn't always agree with how I say it or what I do, you know. But the answer is, from where I stand, I'm 34 years of age. I've got a minimum 30 years left in this industry. It doesn't bring me work, it doesn't bring me business. But I can turn around with my hand on my heart and say I've tried to say, get to Lockheed, go to the great outdoors, you might buy a tree, you might be inspired, you might go out on a boat, you might see an island, you might see a fern. You might see something that'll inspire you, that'll make you come back and say, hey, wouldn't it be nice if we had a bit of that water feature down here? Wouldn't it be nice? That's essentially the reason I do it. If not, I'd just sit here and tell you how great I am. How fantastic I am. But what's the point in that? All I have to do is speak botanical Latin, you'll figure that one out. On a side note, I was over at Nokia World, yeah, as you heard, in London. I was podcasting there, I did a crash course essentially, 2 days of non-stop podcasting for them. For no apparent reason, for no pay, for no money. I was with nice people. Go check it out. I met Pat Phelan there. Did a nice chat with Pat. And at 7:15 in the morning, when the wee little interview was finished, I turned around and Boardwalk was there. There was a couple of guys jogging up and down. The sun was bouncing across the water. And in the background was the London Dome. So I took a wee little recording, threw it up there. And I just hope you like it. You know, as always, folks, you'll find me on www.donegallandscaping.com. I hit the blog, hit iTunes, leave a review if you wish. I'm on twitter.com/Donegan Gardens. Be interested to hear your thoughts. All I can say is outside of this, have a great weekend in the great outdoors. Enjoy yourself, as always, and let me know how you get on. Take care. Bye-bye.